Divine Office. From ancient times, the Church has had the custom of celebrating each day the Liturgy of the Hours. In this way, the Church fulfills the Lord's precept to pray without ceasing, at once offering praise to God the Father and interceding for the salvation of the world. Friday, Office of Readings. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Rise up, Lord, and come to my aid.
Rise up, Lord, and come to my aid.
O Lord, plead my cause against my foes. Fight those who fight me. Take up your buckler and shield. Arise to help me. O Lord, say to my soul, I am your salvation. But my soul shall be joyful in the Lord and rejoice in his salvation. My whole being will say, Lord, who is like you, who rescue the weak from the strong and the poor from the oppressor? Lying witnesses arise and accuse me unjustly. They repay me evil for good. My soul is forlorn.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Rise up, Lord, and come to my aid.
All-powerful Lord, stand by me and defend me.
All-powerful Lord, stand by me and defend me.
When they were sick, I went into mourning, afflicted with fasting. My prayer was ever on my lips, as for a brother, a friend. I went as though mourning a mother, bowed down with grief. Now that I am in trouble, they gather. They gather and mock me. They take me by surprise and strike me and tear me to pieces. They provoke me with mockery on mockery and gnash their teeth.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
All-powerful Lord, stand by me and defend me.
My tongue will speak of your goodness all the day long.
My tongue will speak of your goodness all the day long.
O Lord, how long will you look on? Come to my rescue. Save my life from these raging beasts, my soul from these lions. I will thank you in the great assembly. Amid the throng, I will praise you. Do not let my lying foes rejoice over me. Do not let those who hate me unjustly wink eyes at each other. O Lord, you have seen. Do not be silent. Do not stand afar off. Awake, stir to my defense, to my cause, O God. Let there be joy for those who love my cause. Let them say without end, Great is the Lord who delights in the peace of his servant. Then my tongue shall speak of your justice all day long, of your praise.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, you rescue the poor from their oppressors, and you rose to the aid of your beloved Son against those who unjustly sought his life. Look on your church as we journey to you, that the poor and weak may recognize the help you provide and proclaim your saving act.
My tongue will speak of your goodness all the day long.
My son, take my words to heart.
Do as I say, and you will live.
From the book of the prophet Zechariah. Thus says the Lord, On that day, I will seek the destruction of all nations that come against Jerusalem. I will pour out on the house of David and on the inhabitants of Jerusalem a spirit of grace and petition. And they shall look on him who they have thrust through, and they shall mourn for him as one mourns for an only son, and they shall grieve over him as one grieves over a firstborn. On that day, the mourning in Jerusalem shall be as great as the mourning of Hadarimnon in the plain of Megiddo. And the land shall mourn each family apart. On that day there shall be open to the house of David and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem a fountain, to purify from sin and uncleanness. On that day, says the Lord of hosts, I will destroy the names of the idols from the land, so that they shall be mentioned no more. I will also take away the prophets and the spirit of uncleanness from the land. If a man still prophesies, his parents, father, and mother shall say to him, You shall not live, because you have spoken a lie in the name of the Lord. When he prophesies, his parents, father, and mother shall thrust him through. On that day, every prophet shall be ashamed to prophesy his vision. Neither shall he assume the hairy mantle to mislead, but he shall say, I am no prophet. I am a tiller of the soil, for I have owned land since my youth. And if anyone asks him, What are these wounds on your chest? He shall answer, With these I was wounded in the house of my dear one. Awake, O sword, against my shepherd, against the man who is my associate, says the Lord of hosts. Strike the shepherd, that the sheep may be dispersed, and I will turn my hand against the little ones. In all the land, says the Lord, 2/3 of them shall be cut off and perish, and 1/3 shall be left. I will bring the 1/3 through fire, and I will refine them as silver is refined, and I will test them as gold is tested. They shall call upon my name, and I will hear them. I will say, They are my people. And they shall say, The Lord is my God. The word of the Lord. Tonight your faith in me will be shaken, for Scripture says,
I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered.
Awake, O sword, and strike my shepherd, the man who is my companion, says the Lord.
I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered.
A reading from A Treatise on the Kingdom of Jesus by St. John Eudes, priest. We must strive to follow and fulfill in ourselves the various stages of Christ's plan, as well as his mysteries, and frequently beg him to bring them to completion in us and in the whole church. For the mysteries of Jesus are not yet completely perfected and fulfilled. They are complete indeed in the person of Jesus, but not in us, who are his members, nor in his church, which is his mystical body. The Son of God wills to give us a share in his mysteries, and somehow to extend them to us. He wills to continue them in us and in his universal church. This is brought about first through the graces he has resolved to impart to us, and then through the works he wishes to accomplish in us through these mysteries. This is his plan for fulfilling his mysteries in us. For this reason, St. Paul says that Christ is being brought to fulfillment in his church, and that all of us contribute to this fulfillment. And thus he achieves the fullness of life, that is, the mystical stature that he has in his mystical body, which will reach completion only on Judgment Day. In another place, Paul says, I complete in my own flesh what is lacking in the sufferings of Christ. This is the plan by which the Son of God completes and fulfills in us all the various stages and mysteries. He desires us to perfect the mystery of his incarnation and birth by forming himself in us and by being reborn in our souls through the blessed sacraments of baptism and the Eucharist. He fulfills his hidden life in us, hidden with him in God. He intends to perfect the mysteries of his passion, death, and resurrection by causing us to suffer, die, and rise again with him and in him. Finally, he wishes to fulfill in us the state of his glorious and immortal life, when he will cause us to live a glorious eternal life with him and in him in heaven. In the same way, he would complete and fulfill in us and in his church his other stages and mysteries. He wants to give us a share in them, and to accomplish and continue them in us. so it is that the mysteries of Christ will not be completed until the end of time, because he has arranged that the completion of his mysteries in us and in the church will only be achieved at the end of time.
I rejoice in my sufferings.
In my body, I do all that I can to fill up what has yet to be endured by Christ for the sake of his body, the church.
For this I struggle and press on with the power of Christ working in me to make me strong.
In my body, I do all that I can to fill up what has yet to be endured by Christ for the sake of his body, the church.
Let us pray. Grant us, we pray, O Lord our God, the constant gladness of being devoted to you, for it is full and lasting happiness to serve with constancy the author of all that is good. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.